I'm Dodd Morris from Mission Network News. Today we're putting a human face to refugee resettlement. Bethany Christian Services' Lathia Spiller says Zane Shami is a Syrian refugee who came to the U.S. in 1996, got his citizenship, and settled in West Michigan. His mom fled the Syrian civil war, filed for refugee status, and finally arrived 20 years after her son. Bethany is helping her resettle. These are opportunities for the body of Christ. And for those who are asking, Spiller says,
we are in great need of folks that can serve as foster families for unaccompanied minors in our program, as well as those who are open to support and sponsor refugee arrivals when they are here in the state. So again, for those of you who are interested in finding ways that you can support Bethany's refugee programs and services, you can visit bethany.org/refugees.
And Counterpoint Research recently announced that India has now surpassed the United States as the second largest smartphone market in the world, with over 220 million active smartphone users. These stats have unique implications for the future of missions in India. And J.P. Sundara Rajan with Audio Scripture Ministry says they're being proactive by making a smartphone app to stream God's Word in audio. One thing that would make ASM's app different is the potential for community building. If someone in India is listening to God's Word and has a question, they can send ASM their question on the app, and A&M would respond in a podcast. They're hoping to release their new app either this fall or early winter. And here's where you come in.
Pray for the team that's doing this. Pray for our team in India and for me as we kind of communicate to this team in Milwaukee how we want to see this developed.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.